Now, Russia is one place I did not like.
You went there?
Oh, yes. I would not go back to Russia.
What part did you go to?
Leningrad.
Did you see Lenin?
No.
No, sure. That was in Moscow.
You want a Coke?
Let's see if I got a change.
You don't have to pay anything.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want one, Mr. Parker?
Yeah, they will. No, I went to Leningrad. No, I tell you, I just plain didn't like it.
That's kind of scary.
Well, it is. In the first place, you couldn't understand a word they said. Now, in a lot of those European countries, you can understand a lot of lingo, especially in Germany and Holland. You can understand what they're talking about, and you can understand some in France. You get over there in Russia, and they all jabber. And then the letter, the alphabets, it's a different alphabet. You can't tell what they're doing, where God. And they're not very nice to you either. Kind of stands around.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I didn't care too much for Russia. They shake you down when you get there. You come in on the train from Helsinki, Finland. And just about the time the train crosses the border, they send some guards in, and those guards shake you down, and they come walking in. Because over there, during the summertime, it's kind of light all night long. There's not much night over there. They come in about maybe 2 or 3 in the morning, and it's still light enough to see what's going on. They come in there, and they'll call your name. They can't pronounce your name at all. They call me, they say, Merchow Rhesus, and anyway, you got the general drift, and I'd say, that's me. Stand up! You stand up, and they'd say, you'd have to raise your hand, and then they start feeling under your arms. Yes, they did. They frisked you. And they felt all over you to see if you had any guns, ammunition. They looked under the rugs and the train, bottom on the floor of the train. They'd look underneath the rugs to see if you had anything.
They don't have those metal x-rays like the airports or anything like that?
They didn't or not. They shook you down. And so there was one woman on the train with us that they asked you to declare how much foreign currency she had. She said she had $4,000 American money. And they said, well, we've got to see that. And so she said, well, I've got it in the money belt. I said, we've still got to see it. That woman had to disrobe and show up. That is, she had to take off her blouse and show them the money vest. And they took that money out and pounded it. They gave it back to her.
And
I thought it was very rude. They leave you in doubt. As a matter of fact, when they get through frisking you, you don't have any doubt that what they don't trust us.
How long did one of these tours usually last?
Oh, they last anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks, depending on how long you want to be gone. It doesn't take long to get on an airplane. You can leave today, and tomorrow morning you'll be over in England. So you can get around pretty well. No, I believe I like England better than any other place. And one reason I like England is because you can understand what they're saying. you get in some of these other places, you can't understand the language. Oh, you can understand it to a certain extent.